Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 13th. Just a broadcasting note, I will be a guest of Delaney Howell on Market to Market over the weekend on Iowa Public TV. I hope you can tune in and watch. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 8 cents. We took out the high. This is a new high for this leg of the move. 8 cents at 438. July wheat made a new high for this leg of the move, got up to 531 and three quarters. July beans up a nickel, didn't make a new high for this leg of the move. I think we're about a dime away, but still pretty decent action out here. Obviously, the rains are continuing in Illinois here. We had showers all day yesterday. We're having more showers here today. There's more rain in the forecast over the weekend, and it looks like, you know, those numbers of 7 to 8 inches of rain between now and the end of next week really haven't changed too much. So, you know, I think we've got a problem here, and I think we can see higher prices. Funds are still short beans. They're still short bean oil, so I think there's more buying yet to come out here. Next resistance in the corn, July corn, is at 445. There's an old double top there from May of 2018. So I think that's going to be the next logical target for the corn. I think we take it out, but it might be a one-day head fake when we do it. Export sales this morning were a little bit on the light side for the wheat, 325, that we're looking for 350. Corn was light, 262, that we're looking for 525. The beans were okay. They were 532. We did see a sale of 175,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, so that's a little bit helpful out here as well. We've got the crude oil up almost $2 a barrel off of these torpedoes or whatever it was that hit these two ships in the Middle East. It's got people a little bit concerned here, but we've seen this before, and the oil generally gives it right back. But at any rate, I don't see really things have changed here. How many of these bean acres are we going to get in the ground? I think we're going to lose a lot of acres. I think yields are going to be hit. And I think when we get the next WASDE report, we're going to see just how bad things are out here. We've got the intentions report. I don't know that they're going to get the full impact of what's happening out here, but they should give it a fairly good try. But overall, I still think this market can rally through the end of the month. We generally make our highs at the end of the month, so I would think that could certainly happen this month as well. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.